This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I can talk now. Everything is okay. I'm in the studio with
Arvinia Viraj
and Christine Wong.
We will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. That gives you about half an hour to give us some feedback regarding the story of how 45% of Malaysians have said that they are considering a total career switch to safeguard their financial future. We're asking you, are you part of that 45%? If you are, get in touch. If you're not, let us know. Then we have some tweets.
Yes, we do. So Azira says, yes, because times are changing, which I think is kind of, it really reflects the fact that a lot of people feel very, that there's a lot of instability, I guess, basically, in this day and age. And also, I love this so much, Rakyat Umar says, can't switch when you're already fluid. Hashtag freelancer life. And they've attached a little gif of that one guy pointing at his head like, yep, can't do the thing when you're already doing the thing. Love it. Great meme usage. I approve.
All right. Do keep those messages coming in at 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, of course, at BFM Radio. Moving on to story number three. Arvin, I know you're going to be primed and excited about this.
Yeah.
Malaysia primed for a new video and film industry.
That's the scariest thing of all is Rich making a pun.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So the PlayStation Visual Arts Senior Director, Michael Mumbauer, he was at Level Up KL 2018 that was held in KL, and he said that the field of virtual production could open up new opportunities for Malaysia, and virtual production as a field is a field that merges techniques from the film and video game industries to produce work like the new gen of more cinematic games made with film technology like motion capture. So he also believes that video game viewing becomes more as it becomes more common, there will be also a market for shows made using IPs that can either be used to watch these video game film hybrid things.
That's the official term.
Yeah, because they're not sure what to call it yet.
Right.
So, you know, and streaming services, as they become more popular, then we can sort of stream these shows and this content on those services as well. So he's saying that once that field opens up, they're going to look for people on both sides of the field. So they're going to need people from the video game industry, and they're going to need people who are well-versed in film. So it's going to be a very niche sort of sector. And he's saying that Malaysians who learn this or sort of want to pick up on these skills can join that fold and, sort of leverage on that opportunity or that demand.
Yeah. Okay.
So he also pointed out that Netflix last month put up a job posting for a director of visual production, which is looking for a candidate with a background in feature film and video games, motion capture, and video game engines like Unity and Unreal.
Hashtag switch your career to have a better financial future.
I was about to say this sounds like something that Arvin would happily career switch for, right?
And he also says that for Malaysia's context, he says that there are many more jobs coming from these industries. New jobs would emerge that would need people with backgrounds from either industry. And among the Asian markets, Malaysia is also unique in how its creative industry consumes both Eastern and Western content, making it more able to work with Western companies while still creating content that appeals to key Asian markets like China.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and I've said this to people back home about, you know, Malaysia and what's special about Malaysia and one thing or another. It's that almost perfect balance between, dare I say this, East and West, you know?
Yeah.
It just sits there. It's really nice. Most people speak more than one language. There's an appeal to the Western audience. You know, there's appeal to the East. Like, exactly what that guy has just said. And this is what I keep saying to people. It's ideal.
But the problem is, we've been here before.
Yes.
Like, more than once.
Yes.
But the beautiful irony of the whole situation is that we started with when Tun Mahathir opened up Cyberjaya. So he wanted Cyberjaya to be a hub for these kinds of things like film studios and production companies and stuff.
Yeah.
That didn't work out too well. He's back in power and he has a new government, hopefully with less bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Because that was the biggest problem with Cyberjaya. Like, so all of these companies that wanted to come in, they had to go through like levels and levels and levels of approvals. There was a lot of other things that they had to fulfill that may or may not have been.
Okay, so
you know what I mean?
I do.
I mean?
This is political very quickly.
Yes.
You know? So the problem is, you know, one of the big things, as I'm sure all three of us will agree on, censorship is a big issue when it comes to, you know, movies here in Malaysia, video games here in Malaysia, whatever. And whether or not you're looking at it from Eastern values or Western values, Malaysian values, whatever. Hmm. You know, there are people who want to consume stuff that is not hacked to death in a movie theater, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to see a film recently. Lady Gaga is in it, of course. A Star is Born. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's just it's a musical kind of thing. It's a rock. There's going to be rock and roll. There's going to be drugs. There's probably going to be sex in it, one thing or another. But then they just cut this one piece. And I'm like, why have you done that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's for me, it's probably going to be something completely innocuous. But I have to respect that other people have a different way of viewing things.
Yeah.
And that's always going to be the barrier here in Malaysia.
I think what is really frustrating about Malaysia is that, you know, I think, you know, we are a country that has a lot of potential that we're not really ever going to achieve unless we really revamp the way that we look at things and the way that we and what we kind of value more and what we prioritize, I guess, is the way that I would put it right now. So, you know, I think that what he says, you know, in terms of, excuse me, in terms of both consuming East and Western content, everything and being the perfect kind of starting place is correct. But again, it's to do with the fact that are we ever going to leverage on our position as, you know, as a country that's full of this potential, basically. Mm. And I don't know if we ever will.
And I also like that he says Malaysia, not Malaysians, because Malaysians have been going out and working in like Pixar and ILM for like a long, long time. There's so many, a lot of Malaysians doing these things already. It's like making...
Very successful Malaysians.
Yeah. And working on like big projects, like, you know, mainstream projects. It's that, I think he's talking about Malaysia becoming a hub for these kinds of things. I think we have a studio in Johor, but yeah, we've wanted to do this a bunch of times. We haven't been able to get it off the ground. He's saying that with this new virtual production industry coming up, that we can leverage on it and maybe make Malaysia a hub.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd love to see this.
That would be nice, you know, in an ideal world. So that would be great. Let's try and work towards it.
Mm. I don't know.
I mean, we the other thing that's interesting is that he says we consume a lot of content from both sides, which is true. We consume a lot of Western content, but we also have a lot of Eastern influences.
Right.
So we are in that perfect position to sort of churn out content that maybe the world hasn't seen before.
That's what I've said.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Crazy Rich Asians, I'm just saying.
It's literally
proof of the fact that, you know, if you tell an Asian story with a Western kind of flair, I suppose, it can be massively successful. I'm just saying.
Western production values.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Henry Golding.
Well, I watched her Constance Wu because I love her, so...
You're not on your own there. Okay, time to take a short break. If you want to get in touch regarding a real business, we're talking about 45% of how Malaysians may switch their job for something a little bit more financially stable or financially rewarding, let us know on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. If also you have any comments on that story we've just spoken about, in fact, how Malaysia could be primed for a new video and film industry, let us know. Give us some feedback on that too. You know where we are. We're going to take a very short break. We've got some music coming up from Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. This is Stop right here on BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be right back.